听力课堂，听 class.com。
Free podcast，
无限播客。
Celebrities and drugs，
明星与毒品，不能说的秘密。
Clip one。
British singer Amy Winehouse's battle with drink and drugs is widely chronicled, and not just in her own songs. Her acknowledged heroin habit has seen her questioned by police but never charged. And despite the constant and often lurid headlines, her career is at an all-time high, winning 5 prestigious Grammy Awards last month.But cases like hers and like the troubled singer Britney Spears, whose recent health struggles are well documented, have led some critics to suggest that celebrities get off more lightly than ordinary members of the public. The criticism comes at a time when, in the UK at least, the government is supposed to be tightening the laws on drugs and making penalties for offenders more severe.Now, the International Narcotics Control Board says any special treatment has got to stop. It says it's sending out the wrong message to impressionable young people, and the report claims that any perceived double standards will completely undermine the criminal justice system. It wants celebrities to be made accountable for their actions.But of course, the idea that celebrities can get away with things that mere mortals can't is hardly a new phenomenon. The wild image of bands like the Rolling Stones was as much based on their drink and drug binges as their music. And despite a few run-ins with the law over the decades, they're still wowing crowds the world over.
Clip 2.
Michael Phelps is in some hot water right now. He has acknowledged regrettable behavior and bad judgment after a photo in a British newspaper. If you haven't seen it, here it is. It shows him apparently smoking marijuana. Now, Phelps didn't actually admit to doing it, didn't apologize for it, just said that it was regrettable behavior. How badly does that photo damage the Golden Boy's image and reputation?
I think it definitely damages it because you have to look at this as a cumulative effect.
Yep.
See, this isn't the first time that he's had to come before the nation and issue an apology. He did so in 2004, which again was after the Olympics, where he's got a lot of downtime, where he wasn't in training and he had a DUI. And so you put a DUI with now...
Under 21 years
under age. Under 21, too. So he's underage drinking, he's also driving drunk, and now you have him doing illegal drugs. Mm-hmm. Now, some people will say, well, he's 23, he's got a lot of money, it's just marijuana, but I think it shows a lack of respect for what he's accomplished, a lack of respect for his family and for the people who have stood behind him, and definitely a lack of respect for his sponsors who are paying him money to represent his image in a certain way. I'm not saying this is unforgivable. I'm not saying any of his medals need to be stripped, but I think that Michael Phelps needs to grow up.
Okay, and I'm going to take it one step farther. I believe he will lose most, if not all, of his endorsements and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue here. Do you disagree?
I do disagree because I think he's locked into some long-term things, and I don't know if they're really going to just pull
out. But all of those contracts have an out.
Yeah, the morality
public
clause.
Embarrassment.
Exactly.
The difference here is not baseball, basketball, football. His advertising appeal is based on the Olympic ideal of the Wheaties box, the dedicated boy next door with mom right at his side, right? Isn't that the sort of the image
of it,
that they projected? And I'm glad he finally got exposed because, as you say, he's been daring the devil here a little bit along the way, quite a bit, starting with the DUI, but there have been other internet incidents that I don't know how much credibility to put into.
Right. It's definitely some photos taken.
Right? Yeah, yes. Definitely some photos. And I also thought his advisors looked equally bad in trying to buy off the News of the World publication and try to stop the picture being published.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, now he's established a clear pattern. Mm-hmm. You know, if a guy does something or an athlete, a celebrity, and they do it one time or it's just kind of a real big aberration, you can say, okay, you know what? They learn. Yeah. Things happen. He's young. But we're seeing a history here. We're seeing someone who willingly kind of skirts the edge a little bit, who seems to get in these situations where he has a lot of time and he doesn't know what to do with it.
We've seen other athletes go through this cycle before. Reach stardom, hundreds of millions of dollars in endorsement deals, and then trouble. Kobe lost a lot of his sponsors, but we've seen he's repaired his image and he's gathered many of them back. Can he rebuild his image,
again,
can Michael Phelps?
Or is more forgiving of the NBA player, to
yeah.
me, than the Olympic ideal. And by the way, don't use it as an excuse. I'm only 23 because in Olympic years, to me, after two Olympics, I think you're kind of an old guy, right? I mean, seriously. I mean, I think you're a mature Olympian.
Right. Right? Well, with him, see, he's been through it before. See, he should have learned the first time that I can't just be caught out there. I'm not the average person anymore. I'm a household name. I've been on commercials and the Today Show and all this other stuff. He should have learned from that experience to know I can't make the bad judgment of not only doing something illegal, right. but, you know, he's at a house party. I mean, I don't know. Does he know anybody there? You know, you're in a situation.
Bad judgment. For sure.
Yeah, you're in a situation where you're asking for somebody to pull out a camera phone and make you the latest joke.
Discussion forum.
七嘴八舌讨论区.
Should celebrities be punished for taking drugs?
明星吸毒与众人同罪.
Each to their own. Taking drugs is a personal choice. But they should man up if they are busted. If the police catch them, of course they should be charged like anyone else.
I feel they should be shown some leniency, as we can't really understand the pressure they're under. It's not so bad if the cops turn a blind eye every now and then.
They are public figures and role models for our children. Letting them off the hook is a disgrace. We should not only throw the book at them, but also give them greater penalties, as they have a greater responsibility.
People say celebrities like Amy Winehouse are setting a bad example for kids, but I think they underestimate kids' intelligence. I think it has the reverse effect. When kids see how messed up she is, they think, yuck, I don't want to be like her.
In the case of Phelps, he shouldn't be saying, I'm 23, I'm still young and naive. He should be saying, I'm 23, I can make my own choices and I will accept the consequences. He's a grown man, for Christ's sake.
I reckon we should cut Phelps some slack. If someone is doing crack or heroin, then they should be locked up for their own safety and for public safety. But marijuana is okay. Bit of pot never hurt anyone, right?
If I was under a magnifying glass 24/7, I'd probably crack and turn to crack too. These people are human too and just finding their way like the rest of us. Get off their backs.
Notes. Chronicle.
记载, 把什么载入编年史?
Acknowledged.
公认的.
Lurid.
惊人的, 耸人听闻的.
Prestigious.
享有声望的.
International Narcotics Control Board.
国际麻醉药管制委员会. 简称
INCB
其中
narcotic
是麻醉药的意思
impressionable
易受影响的敏感的
mere mortal
这里指普通人
mere
仅仅的
mortal
人
run in
口角纠纷
marijuana
大麻
cumulative
累积的
DUI
酒后驾驶
Driving under the influence
的缩写
Underage
未到法定年龄的
Strip
脱剥
Endorsement
背书合同
Out
根据合同附属条件在特定情况下终止合同
Wheaties Box. Wheaties
是美国一个麦片品牌，素有选择优秀运动员的照片放上产品包装盒的传统。
Dare the Devil.
铤而走险，走在危险的边缘。
Aberration.
失常。
Skirt the Edge.
与
Dare the Devil
意思接近，表示走在边缘。